Welcome everybody, share number 1299 in the writing. It's share number 451, 451. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we recently spoke about the halachas of if one is eating only fruits as their meal. For example, they're going to eat a fruit salad. We'll see an example with some bread, or, you know, a person's on a little bit of a diet. They're just going to eat fruit in general and have some bread. So the question is, and the fruits is basically the main meal. Now, we said at that time that one would not have to make a separate bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan, and the reason is because the main dish and the meal is actually fruit. You only make a bracha on the fruit because it's not considered part of the meal. But if that is your meal, then you're not making a bracha on the fruit. The question is, do you have to really eat bread a little bit, at least somewhat bread, with the fruit in that case where the fruit is your main meal? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if one is eating only fruits for the meal, like in our case we've been talking about, then if one would start to eat the fruits after they wash for bread, in other words, I wash for bread, I ate the right amount of bread and the right amount of time, right? I ate a kazayis under a 4-minute period, now I'm good to go. So now I start eating the fruits, but I start eating the fruits by themselves, right? In other words, I don't eat it with bread. The bread I ate with the kazayis and everything, the right amount of time, and that's it. And now I start the fruit separately. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it is a little bit of machlekes, but the Aruch HaShulchan does say no extra bracha would be needed on the fruit, even though they started to eat the fruit without the bread. So just like if one eats, for example, meat, potatoes, right? I eat my kazayis, bechtei chilas pras under a 4-minute period, right? Technically, lechatchili, you're supposed to eat 2 kazayis, and we've spoken about in the past, a kabeya, and at least 1 kazayis must be under a 4-minute period. We've spoken about that in the past. Right, and then you establish the meal. So then, let's say I'm eating meat and potatoes. I don't have to eat. We spoke about you don't have to eat the meat and potatoes together with bread. You don't even have to start to eat it with bread. You ate the bread when you wash. Fine. You ate the 2 kazesim, the chatchila dika debeya. Very nice. But now you finish that. Now you want to eat the main dish, meat and potatoes. No problem. You could eat that. You don't have to eat the bread together with it. So that's no problem. So the same thing applies over here, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that since the fruits are the main dish, in the above case, you would not have to eat the bread together with it. Now, but there are others who disagree. There are other shittas out there that do disagree and say that even if one is eating fruits as the main meal, good, that's all I'm eating is the fruits, still they say in that case, one should at least start eating the fruits together with some bread. You don't have to eat it every bite. If it's for dessert, we said you have to eat every single bite of the fruit together with bread in order not to make a bracha. But when you're doing it like this, it's your entire meal is only fruit. So according to these opinions, at least to start eating the fruit together with bread, and then they could just continue on without bread. So therefore, it is definitely best, even when one eats only fruits, to begin eating the fruits, right? In such a case, like we're talking about only fruits, to begin eating the fruits with a little bit of bread. It's preferable. That's what should be done. If somebody did not, it's hard to say they did 100, you know, really the wrong thing, but it's preferable that's what should be done. After, in the case of dessert, I don't want to mix anybody up, but in the case of dessert, Mishnah Berurah said, no, then you must, if you eat a bite of the fruit without bread, so then you have to make a bracha on that bite. That bite is without bread. But over here, since it's your main meal, you really don't have to eat it with bread. But since there are at least one opinion, maybe a couple of opinions, that do hold that one should eat it with bread. So it is definitely preferable to eat it a little bit, to start eating it with bread. And after that, they can just continue on with the other fruits without the bread. So Rabbanah brings down an interesting example, a nice example. If, for example, somebody sits down to have a lunch, right? If a person is a little bit on a diet, they eat a lunch. And if a person sits down to eat some bread and butter and a fruit platter, right, together with a drink, that's their lunch. I have my bread and butter and I have my fruit platter and I have a drink. So according to some opinions, like we said, one should start eating the fruit with some of the bread. You take a little bit of the bread and butter. It doesn't have to have butter. We'll just give you an example. But you take a little bit of the bread and just to start eating it, again, to eat, to according to those opinions, want you to start eating the fruit with some of the bread, and that would be the praiseworthy thing to do. Again, if somebody didn't, it's hard to say that they're in the wrong. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan does bring down that, you know, if somebody didn't, it's still good, but definitely it is praiseworthy, and the correct thing to do is to start eating it with a little bit of bread in the beginning, and then just you continue on the rest of the fruits by themselves, and that will be the best thing to do. This is brought down down the Aruch HaShulchan, Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin Ois Ches, Sefer Guidelines, which we've been going through on page 320. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tuv.